All right, rural medicine, a mysterious case of meth hemoglobinemia. Did I say that right, Kathy?
You did. I'm so proud. Yeah. Lisa has said this a million times in her career. And then,
I practiced
and then today she's like, I absolutely am incapable of saying this word. Yeah.
I know we both enjoyed this. We always enjoy our rural medicine cases. 15-year-old came in with, you know, just cold symptoms with a low saturation, central cyanosis. He was tachycardic. This is a really interesting case.
In the middle of COVID. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. In the middle of COVID.
There's my new location bias, right?
Right.
It's really a time bias. You're in the middle of COVID and you're able to walk in with an O2 sat in the 70s and be distressed, but only mildly. To me, I would have looked immediately and thought COVID.
Definitely. All right. That was my initial thing when they came in too. But of course, they allude to the fact that it probably isn't COVID. That's why it's on.
Of course, yes. So. If only there could be those big signs, those guiding lights.
Yeah, not COVID, not COVID, not COVID.
They immediately gave us the clues of the central cyanosis and the chocolate brown blood. So they gave us the answer early on. But I think it would have been very easy to miss those on the initial assessment. We would have recognized that this kid was sick. And especially when he wasn't improving with the high flow. But that's what we saw for the very first time in COVID. So I think it's very easy to go down the wrong pathway.
Yeah, and as you and I are talking, Kathy, when we get these sick patients, they get right back to our rooms. And, you know, sometimes it may take a minute for the physician or the provider to come into the room because they're with another sick patient or trauma or what have you. And so at our, you know, at the county facility, we go in and we do everything that we know to do, knowing that that's what's going to happen anyhow. So part of that is, you know, starting IVs and drawing blood. And I think if we already have that information of, you know, the central cyanosis and all those other symptoms, tachycardic and tachypneic, and when we're drawing that blood and we see that chocolate brown blood, I think that's a good indication that we can tell our doctor, hey, look at what I found. And then we can get to that diagnosis a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I think this is an amazing case. And the part that always enamors both of us in the rural medicine cases is the fact that, of course, they figure it out early. They know what they need to do, but there's always something in the way, right? There's always a roadblock. You know the answer, but you can't do it for whatever reason. And in this case too, of course, where's the methylene blue? We don't know. And so what are we going to do in the meantime and how they figure it out? And I think that that is really their secret sauce. That's these nurses and docs that are in the middle of nowhere. The fact that they are so quick to be able to put their heads together, come up with secondary plans, what is our backup plan, and how are we going to take care of this patient until we can get to definitive treatment. And they did an incredible job, as always.
And this is another case where, you know, contacting the family members and doing a good assessment on the patient, you know, and find out that he was drinking something that he's supposed to just be spraying. So really important to get that good assessment, talk to your patient's family to get more of information of what's happened.
And isn't it amazing, really? 30 cc's, right? A shot glass. The kid drank a little shot glass, and this was the outcome. That's so little. And I think that sometimes this was what? Vicks VapoCool. Like some little spray that's in everybody's bathroom. Imagine little kids getting up there. Like this is so easy to have done. And I can certainly see if this poor kid was that miserable. Of course, he's like, what's the harm? It's going in, it's being absorbed anyway, so I'm just going to gargle with it. I'm just going to take this little. So really, again, you're right. History, history, history. And that's on nurses just as much as the physicians, right? From the moment they walk in and we start the triage to every assessment, really work on that history.
Yeah, this also could be a really good teaching moment for the grandparents, you know, who brought this kid in. You know, 15-year-old, you would think they would be able to read the directions and know better, but sometimes it's not the case. So good education to our families and to the patient. I know he's not going to ever do that again because for sure he doesn't want to go through all this. But
I know this poor kid. Can you imagine?